WJW Mobile.
Reading W4CTW, how you doing out there?
Just enjoying how green everything's starting to turn. Pollen and all. Those buds are starting to show good on the trees now. How about you? How you doing?
32. I'm mobile right now. I'm looking out over my hood of my red truck, and it's yellow right now.
I went off the driveway after cutting the grass over the weekend, and I just happened to blow the blower after it was done. You know, you blow all the grass clippings off the driveway and all that stuff, and I blew the blower over my wife's white car. Yeah, I didn't realize how yellow it was. Lime green, I guess, is what it was, until I blew the blower over it, and it turned white again. I was adapted to that color on top of it instead of being white.
Unavoidable fact of living in South Carolina this time of year, I'm afraid. It's definitely played with my allergies this week. I'm hoping that we get through the worst of it here in another week or two, especially if we keep getting rain like we're getting.
Damn it all. I'm enjoying the colors, the green and the beds that are coming out with the different colors. I'm enjoying that. That's nice. We made it through another winter. You know, a long time ago, that used to be a significant milestone if you lived through the winter.
Yeah, back in the old pioneer days. How did the move go on Saturday? I got your email, but I didn't get a chance to do anything about it. I had a test session scheduled Saturday, which thankfully I did pass, actually.
Questions on passing the test session, and we had plenty of people turn out. It was a really good turnout, and we knocked it out in probably a quarter of the time that I thought it would take, because I figured it would take more people. I mean, I didn't think we'd get enough people to do it, but we did. We got a whole bunch of people turned out, and they were all eager to work. So it turned out really good. Next thing is we got a catalog at all, and I asked for volunteers on one of the nets so far, and I got one person volunteered to help with the cataloging. So I'll be asking for other volunteers for cataloging all of it. It filled up one side of a container, you know, those shipping containers. It just about filled up all of one side and some of the center aisle on one whole container. So it was a lot of stuff.
Oh, that is a whole lot of stuff. People build tiny houses out of those things.
Luckily, Gene, he's the one that owns the container, and he built shelves. He had some forethought there. He figured it all out before we did. He built some shelves, and luckily, if he hadn't have done that, it would have been like stacking it in the floor, and that wouldn't have worked. That would have just been messy. So he did a good job. Everybody pulled their weight. It was a good turnout.
Getting the truck in, I know you had said that they were going to have to do some grading or put some gravel or something because it was a really a rough shot up into there. Did they get that worked out okay?
Johnny doesn't live far from there, and he's got a tractor with a scrape blade on it. So Johnny flattened it all out, and then Daniel, KJ4WZM, the Friday night net controller, he hauled the heavy gravel in there, and they got it all spread out, and the truck got in and out in no time. It worked really good, too, because the truck had a lifting bed on it, and that container is up off of the ground. And he was able to position that lifting bed once we got there so that it was straight across. We just pushed the stuff on wheels straight across the from the truck that we carried it in right into the package container. It was like a straight shot. Boy, that turned out really good.
I'm glad that worked out. Hopefully it'll end up being a good resource for the club. If you got that much stuff, there's bound to be some good stuff in there for sure. I'm headed up here. I'm in downtown TR right now. I'm headed up here to see Mr. Fred about a radio.
See him, Fred?
I remember Dr. Fred, actually, it turns out.
Well, good. I'm headed over. I'm going fishing. Over at Long John Silver's. I'm pretty sure I'm going to catch about four fish over there.
Long John Silver's in a while. That is one of the guilty pleasures I have. I really like it, but, man, I try to limit it to maybe once or twice a year because I like it, but it is not good for me.
You don't fish? How are you allergic to fish?
To it. I just... I try to avoid the really deep fried stuff because, man, they fry it over there.
It is cooked. The fish is good brain food, you know, lots of protein.
You get threes, too.
Pretty much about health issues or anything until recently, and it's not really not that much of a worry now. But I do have to start paying attention to that now. Luckily, the whole time I was working for a living, it took care of itself, but now I think I'm going to have to take care of it.
Pretty much my metabolism slowed down some by the time I hit 32 or so. I swore off of Coca-Cola and soft drinks and stuff, and you know, it made a huge difference. I went from, like, I never had any trouble my whole life, and then I gained a fair amount of weight and lost it all pretty quickly just with some changes in my habits. But it was like, just like hitting a wall at a certain point.
Well, soft drinks out, just like you did, for about 10 years. And then I went and kicked back in on them again. So within the last year, I started drinking soft drinks again. And boy, was it sweet. But I still try to limit it to about one a day or less, sometimes none per day. But it's kind of hard. They are pretty good. Anyway, I'm at the I'm second one in line for the window, so if I disappear, you'll know what happened to me.
Good luck. I hope you catch some over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm right here off of 25, made it through Traveler's Rest, so I got to check my phone for the final address. I know my way to here, except for like the last two or three streets from looking at the map.
I won't hold you while you do that. Give you time to look, to focus on that. I know how it is when you're trying to look something up and trying to talk to somebody at the same time. Anyway, good talking to you. W4DJW.
W4DJW, good talking to you too, Dave. I'll be clear.